This is KTOO Public Media's Juno Afternoon. I'm your host today, Scott Burden, and it's about 3 minutes past the bottom of the hour. Our next guest is from the Southeast Alaska Land Trust to tell us about a cleanup in the wetlands. This Saturday, Board of Directors Vice President Nancy Waterman, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Scott. It's good to be here.
It's nice to have you here. So we'll get to this cleanup here in just a second. But the Southeast Alaska Land Trust, what are you all about?
That's right. Our office is here in Juneau, but we do deal with land conservation in all of Southeast Alaska. We're a nonprofit organization that cooperates with communities, landowners, agencies, and others to ensure that habitat, recreation, open space, and historic areas remain in place for the well-being of each generation. So in a way, we're the best partners for the developers in each of our communities. We think to the future. Where do you want density? Where do you want open spaces? How do you deal with isostatic rebound and the changes that will come to our land and our waterways? Southeast Alaska Land Trust has some expertise in how to do that.
It's interesting. We don't often hear conservation and development as partners.
I think it's a good partnership, yes. And think about CBJ Parks and Rec and some of the developed areas and natural area parks that we have. And what a complement areas like the Jensen Olsen Arboretum is to the park system that we have. In fact, Jensen Olsen Arboretum was our first conservation easement back in about 1998. Seal Trust was formed in 1995 by some important community members like Deborah Marshall, who was famous for her fiddlehead ownership as well as other things,
right,
and people like Mike Grummet and Jim King and folks like that.
Okay. So Jensen Olsen Arboretum, what are a few other examples we might recognize?
In Juneau, Hilda Creek over on the backside of Douglas, there's some Montana wetlands and lots of area around the Mendenhall Wetland State Game Refuge. That was one of the first focus points that we had in order to encourage people to apply for accreted rights from the state of Alaska in order that they own them, and then to consider giving or selling those to Seal Trust in order that in the long term we'll collect all of the keys of the piano all the way around the refuge in order to contribute them back to the state to keep the refuge as large as it is.
Remind us what accreted rights are.
Oh, gosh. So isostatic rebound, when that heavy glacier is leaving the land, it has compressed it. And as it leaves, like a wet sponge, it rebounds. And so we here in Juneau are gaining about a half inch per year in accreted property.
Sort of
that's
above sea level, right?
Above the mean tide line, yeah. This is a good example. A fourth grader is about 10 years old. In the lifetime of a 10-year-old here in Juneau, the land has risen about 5 inches. When you can start measuring things that happen within your lifetime, I think it's pretty meaningful.
Yeah.
So that's one of the wonderful things about the changes that are happening in our land here, and in particular to that refuge too.
And that brings us to Saturday, where the cleanup will be. Is that right?
That's right. And right there at Sunny Point. Yeah.
I think it speaks for itself, but how does a wetlands cleanup relate to your mission?
Those are areas where we have acquired quite a few accreted rights. So we have conservation easements on properties all along the south edge of the Engineers Cutoff and around Sunny Point. Our most recent acquisition has been Hansinger Pond area. That is the southern wetlands area of that Hansinger Pond area. And so that was not originally within the bounds of the refuge, but we have acquired it, and we are in the process then over the long term of figuring out how to then contribute that back to the refuge. It will take some time because it's a process, contributing land back to the state requires a legislative action, and we know how the legislature considers things. Oh, it takes a while. So Saturday, how do you plan, Scott, for an event that's going to happen 6 months in the future in Juneau, Alaska? And it's going to be outdoors, by the way, also.
Mm-hmm.
So the K2 community calendar doesn't have everything listed yet. It's going to be a family event.
Okay.
So you plan for it on a Saturday.
Okay.
And tradition and length of daylight hours, it's going to be in April. And weather report, well, there's not much chance of a six-month weather report being accurate. So in our case, we looked at the tide tables.
Nice.
Yeah, Saturday, April 20th at 8:33 a.m., there's a minus 3.6 low tide. And when you're dragging debris from the kind of insular little areas there off Sunny Point in the channel, you want a considerably low tide so you have time to get everything back to the end of Branta Road. So we're partnering with a lot of different organizations, including the Alaskan Brewery Company and their Coastal Code program. They'll be at the southern end of Sunny Point, just under Egan Drive there at that parking lot. And Seal Trust is going to be at the northwest end at the end of Branta Road. And we'll have a tent there. And Discovery Southeast is going to be there at 8:30 with some kid activities. And as I say, we'll have a tent. We'll have some hot coffee. We'll have some morning treats. And we'll have the usual litter-free bags, yellow for trash, and green for recyclables.
And just sort of to get there, to make sure we're all clear, Sunny Point, if you get off Egan, it's sort of right by Walmart, where Walmart used to be, right?
Correct.
And then you go under the underpass.
That's correct.
And that's Branta Road?
Well, I think at that point it might still be part of what was Old Glacier Highway.
Okay.
I think Branta Road is just that little segment that goes down to Jim and Mary Lou King's house.
We all know where Jim and Mary Lou live.
That's right.
And look for the tent. And it's 8:30 on Saturday morning. Is
that's
that when
right.
people
and
should
we'll
get there?
And we'll be finished by 10:30.
Okay.
8:30 to 10:30. So you'll have a lot of time to do other activities on Saturday.
Who should come and what should we wear?
Be prepared for the weather. I understand it'll be a little bit better than this afternoon. It'll only be 70% chance of precipitation. And bring some reasonable gloves, wear some reasonable boots. And if you have an old blue tarp that's sizable, not the tiny ones, sizable, we've discovered that sledding things across the wetlands this time of year makes it pretty easy to carry things out. We're really glad North Star Trekking has offered yet again this year to do a heli lift of anything heavy that we find. On our poster this year, you'll see some young women sledding some 55-gallon barrels off the wetlands from 2 years ago, I think it was.
Do I see that Discovery Southeast is involved as well?
That's correct. Yep.
Kids activities?
Kids activities at 8:30 under the tent.
And then at noon, off to the brewery?
That's
to
correct,
celebrate?
At the tasting room. And from noon until 1:30, the DuPont dog will be there for your free lunch treat. After 1:30, then you can purchase one on Saturday.
Okay. Looks like fun this Saturday, 8:30, cleanup at Sunny Point, the wetlands cleanup with the Southeast Alaska Land Trust. We've been speaking with Nancy Waterman. Where can we get more information, Nancy?
More information at our website, that's southeastalaskalandtrust.org, or the litter-free website also. And by the way, you can call the office. It's 586-3100.
Nancy, thank you so much. We'll see you on Saturday.
Thank you, Scott.
Moonlight on the wall, sunlight on my face. You and me together, are in our place. The gods are in the heavens.